The Hit List. KMFM.
Welcome to the UK.
Thank you.
So how are you finding it so far? Is this your first time in the UK? I'm guessing not, because everyone's always coming
no,
in.
No, I've been here probably 8 times before.
Well, I wasn't expecting that.
Well, I'm from Amsterdam, so it's not that far.
Oh yeah, that's true.
So I used to go there back in the days, you know, with my family or just, you know, alone. But yeah, it's definitely way more fun now when I get out here.
Yeah, that's true. So what's then? So you've been here 8 times roughly then. What's your favourite discovery? Because you're becoming like a seasoned honorary Brit now if you've been over that time.
Exactly.
So what's your favourite discovery then about the UK so far?
Well, you know what? My last visit that I was here, which was a couple months ago, I discovered fish and chips for the first time.
For the first time?
For the first time. I never had it, which is crazy. But I found out that I really love it. So I'm going to look for some more the next few days.
Try it. Well, get it every single day, lunch, breakfast and dinner. Everyone always says Nando's. They always say that Nando's is their discovery.
I discovered that years ago and I actually really like that too. It's the chicken, right?
Yeah, you're well ahead of everyone there. Ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
So the single Around the World is out now. How did that track come about then? Because it's with Fetty Wap, so that must have been interesting to work with him.
Yes, it's with Fetty Wap, and I was actually not there when he recorded his verse. I didn't meet him for the first time until after he did that, so that was pretty interesting. But we both were very excited that we were going to do this song together, and the idea and the production and the concept is by Max Martin.
Yeah, because Max Martin's crazy, isn't he? It's crazy how good he is.
He is a legend. But so I was very, very honored when he brought the idea to me.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was a Max Martin track as well. Like,
yeah.
Because he's done some of the, what has he done? Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way.
Oh yeah.
What a jam.
Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, Britney Spears.
Yeah, I was going to say Britney. Was it Oops, I Did It Again? Or
I think it was a couple songs, but I think that one was one of them, yeah.
So what's it like working with him then? Did you get to work closely with him, or did he just kind of bring the idea to you?
No, he actually, I worked, I recorded the rough, and then actually I went to his studio, which is also his house in LA, and we went to do like the final touches on the song, and he showed me what he did with the production, and I was just amazed with how good he is. And for me, it was just like one of those once in a lifetime experiences that I got to work so closely with someone of his caliber, you know, with so much creativity and talent. So that was pretty special for me.
What's Max Martin's house like? That's what I'm interested in. Because I imagine
I haven't seen every part. I've only seen the studio part. But his entrance is humongous. Like, he's got this big entrance and a huge garden. And then you can go either left to his studio and right is into his house.
Oh, wow. I imagine it smells really nice. I don't know why I imagine it smells really nice, but I imagine Max Martin has a nice smelling house.
Yeah, I don't recall it smelling bad. So yeah, probably it smelled good.
Yeah, that's cool. It's just neutral. I'm sure you'd remember if it smelled bad.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad to find out that Max Martin doesn't have a bad smelling house. Important
exactly.
Questions out of the way.
Come on. The Hit List. KMFM.
So with this track, Somebody, and the new single Around the World, surely that means that there's an album on the way.
Yes, there's actually an EP coming real soon. I'm working on that as we speak. I'm always recording on my downtime, you know, writing new songs, and I actually have a bunch of I have enough songs to make a full album, but first I want to go into an EP, and after that work towards an album.
So what can we expect from the EP then?
Really, it's not going to be a whole lot of songs. I think about 5 or 6 songs. Obviously, with my singles on there, and the third single, which is coming, and other than that, just, you know, feel good rhythmic songs, songs you can dance to. I think that's always important. And since it's my first project coming out, I wanted to keep it light.
Because you've worked with Fetty Wap so far, you've worked with Jeremiah as well.
Yes.
Are there any other collaborations coming up on the EP that you can announce yet?
I've collaborated with a couple people. Which songs are going to make the project, I don't know yet, but who knows?
Yeah, any clues to the sort of people that you've worked with?
Yeah, I can tell you I've worked with, but that doesn't mean it's coming out, though.
Oh, yeah, well, go
but on. I've worked with producer Rhett One.
Oh, yeah.
I've worked with Rock City.
Yeah, because their new track's massive as well, the one with Adam Levine, isn't it?
Oh, it's so good.
Locked Away, it's a massive
track.
Yeah. Because they've only really like kind of started releasing their own sort of music recently, haven't they?
Yeah, but they've been writing for so long.
Yeah, like, which
they have so many hits.
It's happening to a lot of people though, isn't it? Like writers and producers kind of going off to do their own thing, which is good because if you've got the talent, then you might as well use it.
Exactly.
I was thinking because when I play your song at the end bit, there's the rolling R thing you do.
Dutch R.
Is it the Dutch R? Is that what it's called?
Yes, it is.
But I'm not going to give it a go myself because I'd probably
go try it.
Well, tell me, how do I do it?
Ra ra ra.
Ra ra ra. Is that it?
Perfect.
Have I aced it?
Not a lot of people can do it, so you did a great job.
Am I in the crew now?
Oh yeah.
You just need to do that.
Squat.
But I've got a theory though that if you like put that in front of the beginning of anything that begins with R, it will make it sound cool.
I wonder.
So is there any chance that you know where this is leading? Can we test a few words to see if you can make like just these kind of really boring words sound cool? Because I feel like you've got the ability to do that with that R.
Okay, let's try.
Okay, so a place in Kent we've got called Rochester.
I would call it Rochester.
Yeah, that sounds so much better.
Doesn't that sound Scottish?
Maybe. Should we try again? What was it?
Rochester.
Oh, it does sound a bit Scottish, doesn't it? Okay, what about fishing rod?
Fishing rod.
Yeah, it does. It's like a little bit of a Scottish thing going on. What about raccoon?
Oh, gosh. raccoon.
Yeah, my theory is right. Final one, railway.
Railway.
Oh, no, that sounds good. We'll stick with that. I think I'm just going to like incorporate the rolled R. Now that you've said I can do it, I'll just incorporate it into my sentences and it sounds like a lot more interesting when I speak.
So much cooler.
Exactly. Cool. Well, thank you for speaking to me today.
Thank you.
And is there any chance finally you can introduce your track Around the World here on KMFM, please?
Yes, I will. Everybody, here's my song Around the World featuring Fetty Wap on KMFM.
The Hit List. KMFM.